making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And a 3-2 from Lewicki. High fly ball, left center field. That one way, way back there. It travels. It is gone. Off of the standard out there in left center field. Martinez with his 20th home run of the season.
J.D. Martinez, the first major league player to 20 home runs.
Is that over and under? Are they going to move
Man,
that?
He doesn't hit very many cheapies, does he?
Remember how people were just hesitant to go over 40 with him? We're going to drop that over and under to 35.
Oh, I thought 35 would be good.
Yeah.
I don't think we can stay at 35. I think we need to adjust that.
I like that.
This guy is dropping bombs.
Seems unfazed by it, too, which is great. I mean, he's got the market down. Everything's good. Everything's good for him.
I liked what Deadspin wrote today with their headline, or they actually put it up last night. Every J.D. Martinez swing is terrifying. Red Sox slugger J.D. Martinez became the first player to 20 home runs tonight, hitting the dong milestone with a high, deep fly to center field against his old team, the Tigers. It was only the beginning of his reign of terror. J.D. did damage damage of a different variety in the fourth inning. On a 104-mile-per-hour ground ball that collided painfully with Tiger third baseman, I don't even know how to say his name, Yimer Candelario.
You got it.
Yeah, nailed it. Hit him in the right hand. He had the force of Martinez's contact caused him to throw the ball away and then exit the game with a jammed middle finger. Did you see how hard that thing came off the bat? It's like Clay Matthews getting smashed in the face with a softball the other day. But it's big boy baseball.
Get that glove up.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. But J.D. Martinez, that first home run last night, the home run he had was just monstrous. Absolutely monstrous. And you're right, so we have to adjust it.
Yeah.
What do we put that number at now for J.D. Martinez?
I'll put it 48. I put it 48.
Why 48? Out of curiosity.
Because I don't want to go to
48.
I don't want to go to 50, and I think he's capable of going north of 45. So somewhere in there. 40's too low. I think 40's too low. 48's a damn good number. If that dude could get to 48, man, he is out of here in 2 years.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, man, is he gone?
I think he's.
What is he going to get paid?
He's probably going to hit somewhere around 45 home runs now. If he keeps the pace, if he's
I mean, summer's coming. Hey,
didn't we all scoff at the notion of 39 as the total?
Yeah, I think it was 43, then it got lowered to 39, then the local people start putting it at 33. Like, they're like starting to panic.
I thought like 35 was a serviceable.
Yeah, I thought it was a good number.
Yeah, that's fine.
A reachable, good number, then I'd be happy with 35. He's going to hit more than 35, it looks like.
It's almost now. If he doesn't hit, then it's the sad part. If he doesn't hit 35, you're going to be disappointed.
He's been better than expected.
Yeah.
I don't know that there were very many people that, even those who were all about J.D. Martinez, thought he was going to be this good this soon and hit 20 home runs by the first week of June. I don't think anyone really, in their heart of hearts, expected that.
Yeah, so if he only hits 15 home runs in the next 100 games, yeah, we'll be disappointed.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
35 is no longer going to do it. The expectations have shifted based on the start. Hey, good for him.
I mean, it's heating up. It's going to be warm. Yeah, you hit the ball goes further when it's warmer out. Yeah, and he's got a chance to do that. Go well north of that.
All right, meanwhile, Dustin Pedroia has an update, and that update is that he has inflammation in his surgically repaired knee.
Now, this is from the doctor in New York that did the surgery.
He was examined by Dr. Riley Williams III.
Hello, Riley Williams III.
I'm Riley Williams III.
It's like Louth. Louth, what are you, the third or are you the fourth?
Of the Manhattan Williams family.
Like Jim Louth III. All the Louths, line them up. They all look the same. Louth, Louth, Louth.
Dr. Riley Williams III was checking out Dustin Pedroia Tuesday morning in Manhattan. He was the one that did the cartilage restoration surgery on Pedroia in October. He found inflammation, no complications from that surgery. Pedroia will now continue with his treatment, and he will start baseball activities sometime within the next week. So sometime over the next few days, he's going to get back to doing baseball activity. I don't know what exactly that will mean for him. Throwing a baseball, swinging a bat, taking a ground ball. I'm not sure what they'll have him doing. Does this diagnosis of inflammation make you feel better or worse about where Pedroia is?
Feel better.
I feel worse.
You do?
Yes. I do. Because I would feel better if the diagnosis was, hey, you actually structurally are not where you need to be. You need to continue rehabbing because you're not fully back.
You're
not
100%. Okay.
That to me would be reassuring that they rushed him along.
Yeah.
And that he rushed himself along, and that he came back too soon.
See, I just remember...
This is, hey, you've just got inflammation. There's nothing structurally wrong, which means this is just something you have to deal with. And he and the team have already determined that over those first 8 games he was active, he could only play in 3 of them. If that's the new normal for Dustin Pedroia...
Then you're in trouble.
That confirms all of the fears about Dustin Pedroia. I feel worse knowing this
now. So I understand that, and I'm kind of with you on that, but I think you get the reaffirmation that things are okay. And he did this in Cleveland once when he had the wrist thing. Wasn't feeling great, wasn't playing well, told him, you know what, you're fine, you're going to be okay. You can't hurt it any worse, go and play. And he went and played, and he played well after that. So mentally, maybe this for him helps the physical part of it. And I think mentally, if you don't feel right, and something's not right there, you know, now you start to worry. Okay, the doctor told you, okay, that feeling that you're feeling, it's okay. You can play through it if we manage it with maybe anti-inflammatory drugs, maybe you get other stem cell treatments, some injections. And you know that. Gronkowski's done it in the back. Edelman's done it in the foot. They have these platelet injections that you can go through and try and help it throughout the season. So we'll see. I think Dustin's one of those guys that reacts well after they tell him, you know, go out and play balls to the walls like you always do. He's like Amendola. You know, we just need to be mentally and physically cleared by a doctor, and then you could go out and you could just play your ass off. And I think Pedroia can do that.
So you think some of it might be a mental thing?
Well, I think him as a player. I'm just going over the history.
Like a mini David Price over here?
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a diagnosis.
He's done it with the knee.
Get it checked out.
Jim, it was the knee. It was the wrist in Cleveland, right? Where he had to get it cleared. He went to that doctor in Cleveland about the wrist.
Wrist or thumb, yeah. I'll check.
Yeah, wrist or thumb or whatever it was. We had the knee. Remember when he was taking the grounders with the foot and everything? So, I mean, he's been through these other injuries before where they told him it's good, and he went and he played and played well after it. So I'm going to double down on the player, and that's why I feel better about the report that, okay, you don't need any additional surgery to correct it. But I understand what you're saying. I can just tell you, man, it's bad. We can't fix it. We're looking at it. There's nothing more we can do. There's no other surgeries we can do. Just got to rest it a little bit. So now I guess the report he's back with the team is going to be close to baseball activities in a couple days.
So do you feel better or worse with Pedroia's diagnosis of inflammation? Nothing structurally wrong.
You listen to you, I feel worse. You listen to me, you feel better.
All right, better or worse, you tell us. 617-779-0985. That is the latest on Dustin Pedroia. J.D. Martinez, what are the expectations for him going forward? And last night, in watching the Detroit Tigers, are we getting a preview of what the Red Sox might look like a few years down the road? That was suggested by a couple of members of the BBWAA last night, and we will get to that next.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You're a rich girl, and you're gone too far, because you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
We're going to get to something next segment that has sort of developed in the last, I don't know, 15 minutes or so. It's a development that I like, related to the Boston Celtics.
Stunning.
I don't know that it's stunning.
Oh, it's stunning.
I don't know that it's stunning as of yet, but it's interesting. It's certainly interesting. Last night during the Red Sox game, during the game last night. I was at the game, by the way.
Oh, you were?
I had a lovely time at the game.
How was your view?
It's great.
Did you move down in all the empty seats?
Yeah, a little later on.
Nice.
That net.
Crazy kids.
The net. Damn net.
You like the net?
I'll tell you what I did like the net for. I was down there in the eighth and ninth inning.
Yeah.
Hammered.
Yes. And I turned to my buddy. I said, you know what?
Good for you.
I said, this net,
I can relax.
I'm not a fan of having to look through it if I was here in the first inning. I said, but after eight innings of drinking, I'm loving that there's a net in front of us.
Seeing
right
two
now.
Balls, huh?
Because
see?
There's no imminent threat of death.
I see two balls.
And that's the point, Beetle. With your elite hand eye, nine beers
in. Well, it all goes to crap when you're
nine beers in. You are then at a baseline with the rest of humanity. So that's how the rest of people just go into the game. It takes you to that point.
Remember?
Where now you know what it's like to be a regular Joe, like me or Zoe, just sitting there with just
right, yeah,
our normal reflexes. We can't handle it. If Zoe and I start drinking.
Even if Felger and I sat together and drank for eight innings, now we probably would come around to understanding why the net.
Felger probably
there.
Doesn't drink at ball games.
Remember when,
oh, yes, he does.
Remember when Drew Barrymore got hit in the head in fever pitch? And it was on TV.
No.
Saw it on a replay. You didn't see that?
No.
You had to watch a game last night?
Once so I could speak with informed viciousness, and that's it.
You imagine watching a game last night, and this kid, there's a replay of this kid taking one off the temple, and he's laid out.
Oh, I didn't need that last night.
They got to carry him out.
I'll tell you that.
On a flat board.
So Maz,
oh my God,
Maz tweeted out last night at 9 p.m.
Yeah.
It just occurred to me.
I saw your text, yeah.
I didn't text this. Who did? Jim did. I didn't see this originally.
Okay.
Jim sent it to all of us. And Maz wrote, it just occurred to me, looking at the Tigers, is this what the Red Sox are going to look like in 3 or 4 years when Dave Dombrowski is done with them? That was one tweet from Tony Maz. I had seen another tweet from Evan Drellick that happened at 8:39 p.m. And he said, the 2018 Red Sox lead the 2022 Red Sox 4-0 in the fourth. And if you look at the Detroit Tigers, they suck. They suck.
Terrible.
They're not a good team. And watching that game last night, to see both Victor Martinez, still around, which I love because I always like that guy a lot. Victor Martinez is still playing baseball, which is impressive, but he's in their lineup still. And Miguel Cabrera is still playing, and he's still in their lineup. Granted, they're only 3.5 games out of first in the American League Central, but they just... they're not a good team. They don't have any real hopes of being a good team. And I look at that team last night and I go, oh, crap. What if that's true? What if that's what the Red Sox are in for because they are in a win-now type of mode? And they are. Everything for the Red Sox is in this current window. Right now, the win-now mode, where they've got Price, they've got Sale. They just signed J.D. Martinez, and as you just said, if he keeps hitting home runs like this, he is out of here. He's not going to stay. Kimbrel's going to free agency this offseason. He's probably gone. He's going to leave. It's sort of a window of win now. And then you've got the young guys who are going to be looking for money and getting paydays, and you may not be able to keep all of them. You may be able to commit to one of the – you may be able to say, we're going to put all of our eggs into the Mookie Betts basket. We're going to make sure we keep Mookie Betts. So you've got some guys in the lineup worth watching still, but I hope it doesn't look like that. And two people last night were saying, yeah, get ready for when Dave Dombrowski is done with you. Look, the Red Sox farm system is raided right now. There's not much left in the cupboard. And it didn't help when you had one guy getting surgery on his arm, Jason Groom going for surgery this year. And you had another prospect, top prospect, going for an 80-game PED suspension.
Well, it makes you angry because they're the best team in baseball. They get the best record. You know, Maz's tweet. But he's right. You know, down the road, if things don't go well and you get past the Chris Sale window and David Price is gone and these guys are gone, what do you really have left?
Well, so doesn't it sort of reemphasize that you got to win now? You got to do something.
It's a kick in the nuts that your window's closer or tighter than you think.
Like, you can't afford to suck.
No.
Is what it comes down to. You can't afford it.
Is your window...
You can't afford to suck in October, is what I'm saying.
Is your window the same as the Patriots' window? Which sounds ludicrous, right? You think the Patriots' window is...
It really isn't.
2 years and that's it.
No, it really is not crazy.
Wow.
They've
so
had
you
their,
sit there and you look at his team, you think
their
they're young,
though.
Right.
So they've
like,
had their chances
old enough
to screw up in the playoffs and lose and figure it out.
And they've done it. Yep.
Okay, they can't do that again
can't
this year.
Can't do it. If they do it again, say they get popped first round, say, God forbid, you have to play that playing game.
By the way,
lose that.
Miguel Cabrera looks old, man. He does. And you know what I was thinking last night? It's been 5 years since the 20. It doesn't feel like 5 years, but that 2013 ALCS with the Tigers was 5 years ago already.
We were talking yesterday or 2 days ago about that Josh Beckett game against the Yankees in the World Series. He was playing in that game.
Yes, he was. Miguel Cabrera was playing in that game. That was his rookie year in 2003. He's been around for a long time. He's 35, and he looks all of it, man. You can see it.
He sitting predates there, my buddy, last radio night, career. He was playing before you got into radio.
He, you know, just watching him, he goes, my buddy was sitting next to me, and he's like, hey, he goes, look at him. That guy doesn't move too well. He looks like he's hurting. I'm like, yeah, he looks like he's a guy who's towards the end of his career. He's got 3 home runs on the year. 3.
Ugh. Man.
That's a guy who's supposed to hit home runs. He is not hitting home runs. He is not hitting for power. So that's just kind of a stressor watching this series. That's what Dave Dombrowski left in his trail in Detroit. That team you watched last night. It's not that great. It's not that good. Wouldn't feel great about that team. And then Alex Speer tweets something sort of tied into this when we talk about the cupboard being bare in the farm system. The amateur draft, the June draft just happened. And on day 2 of the draft, the Red Sox selected TCU hurler Durbin Feltman. What a name. Durbin Feltman.
Durbin Feltman.
And Alex Speer did a write-up for it on the Globe website. And you look at this kid, and it looks like a second baseman that's out on the mound pitching. He's a small guy. He says, but it remains to be seen. He goes, this is what he wrote on Twitter. It remains to be seen whether the Red Sox consider pushing third-rounder Durbin Feltman to the big leagues this year. This year! He just got drafted. We just talked about this the other day, Jim, did we not? Did we just have this conversation?
Yeah, you said I can't wait for the draft to see if they draft somebody that can pitch this upcoming season.
Says they can push to the majors. They did it in the third round. And you know what? If Alex Speer is writing this and saying this, I just have a feeling that it's an informed opinion. He says, but the fact that a pitcher who topped out at 89 miles per hour in high school has made that a question with 95 to 99 in a wipeout slider is itself remarkable. He threw 85 in high school. Now he's throwing 99. You know what I would say? Get him up here fast.
Get him up.
Real fast.
Nuke Lush.
Durbin Feltman
out
of TCU. Is he ready for the challenge? I can't believe we had this conversation. And now, 2 days later, we're talking about the possibility of the Red Sox having just drafted a guy and
Beetle
possibly moving him up to the major leagues.
Beetle called it.
He developed pitches over 3 years as the TCU closer, and he developed an overpowering 95 to 99 mile an hour fastball and a mid 80s slider that breaks out of the same lane as the fastball. Here's a quote in the story from the Boston Globe by Alex Speer. His command of his fastball went from being okay to being pretty elite by the time he left there. Same thing with his slider. That two pitch combination is really difficult. Hitters don't see the baseball on him. His arm is right behind him. Guys don't pick up the baseball until it's on the way. Wow. Hello now. Look at this guy. And that's a quote from TCU's pitching coach, Kirk Sarluis.
Who was the last young one like that to throw in the high 90s? Was it Craig Hansen?
Yeah, Craig Hansen.
Yeah.
Who was that? What? Was he at Seton Hall or St. John's? Where was he?
Oh, he's
St. He was St. John's.
St. John's. Right, St. John's.
Yep.
That's where he was. And he made it quick, and they ruined him in no time.
He's gone in
this kid, whatever he's got going on there. I think he's ready, baby. Get him, slot him in
for
late innings.
Get him the clear.
Sarluis, former Oakland A.
That is him. Yeah, Kirk Sarluis. Why? Oh, I get what you're saying. What years was he there, Jim?
04, 05, 06. He was with the Astros before that.
Yeah, he wasn't quite 90s. That was mid-2000s with the Oakland A's. Although we know the A's have a...
No, but that was the start of the newer program, probably.
Yeah, right. The new, the updated program. 617-779-0985. Let's get to some of your baseball calls and also the latest report on LeBron James and how it relates to the Celtics rather directly. We'll tell you what that is as well.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Stephen Wright on the mound last night for the Red Sox as they picked up the win. A shutout over the Tigers, 6-0. He went seven innings. Where's there no runs in there? Only two hits and six strikeouts. Two teams will go at it again tonight. Meanwhile, Patriots holding second day of mandatory mini camps in Foxborough. More on that coming up. Rob Gronkowski, Tom Brady both showing up yesterday as the first day of mandatory attendance was happening. Beetle just mentioned LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. They're home tonight for Game 3 of the NBA Finals. LeBron's team down 2-0 in the best of seven to the Golden State Warriors.
I know it feels like we're down 2-0.
You are.
And I don't like the way I feel. I don't like, the mood that I'm in right now. Knowing whatever, I mean, there's no like, okay.
All right, we'll get to more of this in a minute because it's just taking too long. Headlines are brought to you by Ace Ticket. They have the best deals on seats with the outstanding customer service you deserve. Visit aceticket.com. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song.
Oh. Zoe and Beetle. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Stephen A. Smith on ESPN may have dropped a bomb. A Stephen A. bomb as it relates to LeBron James and free agency. We're going to try and grab that and have that for you coming up in a couple of minutes. Paul's in Grafton on Dustin Pedroia. Hi, Paul.
Good morning, B.
How you 16. Doing?
Lauf, I'm glad you're well and hearty.
Thank you.
Mark, a couple questions on Pedroia. Pertaining to his contract, how long they got him in the books till?
Three more years. Yeah.
And I know it sounds like a stupid question, but when these athletes, like these professional athletes, like a Pedroia, you know, they're kind of caliber. When they go for an operation, I mean, especially like a big shot doctor like in Manhattan, who pays for that? Team pay for all that stuff?
Yeah, it's covered by health insurance like anybody else would have it covered.
Blue Cross, Blue Shield?
Yeah, it's one of those companies.
They have a GoFundMe page.
It's half paid for.
It's got to be $1 million operation. I mean, Jesus.
I don't know what it costs. I don't know if it's $1 million, but they have insurance.
All right. It's good to know. It's a good gig, huh?
What is a good gig?
What, operating?
Yeah. Being a surgeon?
I'd be a surgeon.
If you get hurt, you know, especially an athlete like that, you don't have to pay for it, you know? And they send you to the best doctors, right?
Yeah.
Boom, boom.
No, I think I'd just send them to a walk-in down the street.
Yeah, you know, go to Connie Hospital.
Yeah. Okay, your worst call ever. Your absolute worst call ever.
That's not necessary.
Yeah, it is. Bull crap.
I'll tell you what.
I didn't say it.
I'm going to turn it into something
that's
interesting.
That's his worst call ever. He's called Say Hi, and I love him. What's up, Pete? Hottie? 16? Jim?
All right. Can I just blow up? Can I turn it into something interesting that is sort of related to that? Because he asked about Dustin Pedroia's contract.
Yes.
I want to refer to a story that was written by Nick Cafardo in May of last year, which I thought was pretty revealing at the time. It was good information because I thought this is where his question was going, and that is that what happens to the money if Dustin Pedroia can't play anymore?
Yeah.
Right? What happens? What if he's done? What if he can't come back? What, you know, who's on the hook for paying him all this salary? There are a lot of teams that pay for insurance policies on contracts, where they insure themselves against paying real money if a guy gets hurt.
It's like Lloyd's of London.
Exactly. Yeah. Here's a story from May 4th, 2016, a little over 2 years ago. Red Sox Nick Cafardo, Boston Globe. Red Sox principal owner John Henry, who also owns the Globe, has refrained from taking out insurance policies on players because he had a bad experience trying to collect on a claim for pitcher Alex Fernandez when Henry owned the Florida Marlins. The general manager of the Marlins, when Henry had trouble collecting on Fernandez? Anyone? Audience members?
David Dombrowski.
I would have never guessed.
Now, this was written
Silver Fox.
Pablo Sandoval going under surgery for the torn labrum. And that was when he was going to miss the entire year, back at the start of 16. And he wrote, the Red Sox will not be able to recoup any money because they did not have an insurance policy on Sandoval, according to Ken Rosenthal. The Sox did not insure Sandoval's five-year, $95 million contract when they studied medical records on his left shoulder in the Major League Baseball database. They found what was considered normal wear and tear, according to a Major League source. Dave Dombrowski said when this story was written, there's a great debate on this topic on whether to insure or not insure. Dombrowski made the call on insurance policies when he was in charge of the Tigers. Dombrowski said he did take out insurance policies on players, but, quote, not all of them. However, one prominent insurer for baseball teams who wished to remain anonymous said teams spend millions of dollars in premiums with Lloyd's of London, and the usual amount insured is between 50 and 60% of a contract. But John Henry has shown some resistance and has decided that most of the time it's not worth insuring the deals. So I wonder if there is insurance on Pedroia's deal, but my guess is that there isn't. And they're going to be hooked on the hook for all the money.
Yeah.
All right, that a fun insurance story for you?
Sounds good.
John Henry does not like insuring contracts, although some have speculated in baseball that there's no way they did the David Price deal without putting some level of insurance on the deal. So that is all speculation at this point. Hot take on Julian Edelman from Cameron in Quincy. Cam.
Hey, guys, how are you?
What's
long
up?
Long time listener. Heard there could be some potential suspension coming down for PEDs. Wanted to know what you guys thought.
What sport and who?
Julian Edelman.
Oh. Please.
You heard anything?
No.
Oh, God, no.
All right.
Nope. Not much of a hot take there.
Have you heard anything, Beetle?
No.
That wasn't like a resounding no. It was, no. It's like an Adam Jones.
Yeah, to think about
right,
it.
Let me give you this. Let's play this out. Next week, Julian Edelman is suspended 4 games for PED use.
Okay.
If that were to happen, would it be worth it? If Julian Edelman comes back week 5, completely healthy, after a fabulous rehab, is the same speed, has the same cutting ability, and could be the exact same player he was pre-torn ACL, post-torn ACL.
I'd say get Malcolm Mitchell
would
on it, too.
Would you be willing to miss 4 games to take PEDs to be the same exact player when you come out of the rehab on the other side and you only miss the first month and you've got a shortened season?
Fresh as lettuce.
And you're fresh and you come in week 5 and you are ready for a 12-game regular season and a Super Bowl run. If you were to look at that, would you say that would be worth it?
Yeah, if it all plays out like that. But I'm a little confused. Aren't players allowed to take stuff during rehab that they're not allowed to take during the regular season? Like, you're not allowed, like...
You're not allowed a dose of HGH.
Not legally, unless
rehab.
You got get your hands on some good stuff. I mean...
Well, that's dumb.
I would agree.
It's proper medicine when administered properly.
I would agree with that.
It promotes the healing process.
I think that pain, you know, there's more on the Peyton Manning PED story last week about how, you know, did his lawyer confirm it? Did his lawyer knock it down? There was this back and forth. And, oh, look, there's more information that he was on PEDs. If there was ever a case that a guy should be allowed to use HGH to help himself and get back on the field, wouldn't that be the perfect candidate? Hey, this guy used this with the supervision of a doctor, and he used it to get himself in a position to go back out on the field and play again.
When are they?
How is that wrong?
I mean, because everyone in the NFL is going to come up with some kind of injury to be able to use it. It's going to happen.
But if you're like on injured reserve,
I don't think it's wrong, but I'm just saying
that would be what
they would all be doing it. So they would all be abusing it. If they don't want to allow it, then they're not going to allow it. If they allow it, then everybody can use it. But I don't think you can have a separate instance where one guy can use it, but other guys can't.
I think it should be allowed in rehabs.
If you're not on an active roster, you're still being tested. When did he get tested?
He can be tested. I don't think that's true.
So when did he get tested? If he's going to get popped for PEDs,
he'll come to your house.
If you're not signed, if you're unsigned, you don't have a job in the league?
Oh, no. You're saying if you're in rehab.
If he's on injured reserve.
They're paying you. You're still on the team. You're still on the team.
No, you're talking about
you still get tested even when you're not playing.
Yes, correct. You can still get tested.
I don't think anybody could be tested when they had the lockout. That's the only thing that stopped from testing, right?
Yeah. So, again, my question would be that if that were to play out, would it be worth it? And I think the answer is, yeah, it would be worth it. If that's what it would take to get back to full speed, full cutting ability, the answer on that is a resounding yes. And that's what I'm willing to say about that, Hardy, okay? Coming up next, you will hear from Stephen A. Smith. He says LeBron will consider the Celtics this offseason. You'll hear it next.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
NBA Finals will continue tonight, which means they're all in Cleveland, and they all being all of the media, the assembled masses, getting ready to go. Live studio audience for First Take on ESPN. Live studio audience for a 9 p.m. tip tonight in Cleveland. Stephen A. Smith with a live audience spoke today on ESPN about how LeBron's offseason will go and who he's going to be talked about. Have a listen.
I'm just going to give you the information that I have gathered. KD's not going anywhere, at least for the immediate future. He has assured the Golden State Warriors that he wants to stay, that he wants to be there. They are not anticipating that he will want to leave. If he were to leave, they would consider it an incredible reversal compared to what they have been hearing from him. However, I do want to let everybody know, and there's no reason to react or boo or anything like that because this is not going to happen, but I will tell you that LeBron James will have a conversation with the Golden State Warriors this summer. That is one of the teams that he will have a conversation with. That's right, I said it. LeBron James, I'm telling you
what
I know. I'm not finished.
I have more.
Oh my God.
All right, he's got more. He tells the audience in Cleveland he's going to talk to Golden State this offseason. Yuck. There's no way the NBA wants that. There's no way in hell the NBA is looking for that. That's like everyone should just pack up and quit. What are we doing? The hell's the point of this? What's the point of your sport anymore?
How could they possibly pull it off? Golden State.
They would need to clear room. They will probably have a way of doing it.
How could they possibly?
He goes on. He says they would get rid of Draymond.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
It would be Steph, Durant, LeBron.
And a bunch of bums.
And I would have assumed Durant and LeBron Klay would
Thompson?
Have to. Yeah, Klay Thompson, Durant.
What's Klay
Curry,
Thompson making?
And LeBron. That'd be the four. They'd get Draymond Green out, LeBron in.
All right, let's not get caught up in the technicalities of it.
Great.
It's not worth it. It's a headache to go through the NBA cap and match
Jimmy
money.
Stewart
and,
math.
All right, just
LeBron can sign for whatever he wants to because he's a free agent.
That's true, too. He doesn't need the money. He could say, how much can you afford? What can you clear out?
$2 million.
Kevin Durant's a free agent, too. So those guys could both say, you know what? We want to play together.
League veteran minimum.
It's just me gagging into the barrel over here. No, it's not the hangover from the Red Sox game. It's the thought of LeBron James going to the Golden State Warriors.
Well, that would ruin the NBA.
My God.
He needs to come to the Celtics.
That would be atrocious. But, as Stephen A. said, he's not done. So which other teams will he be talking to?
Let me just give you the list to get this out the way. LeBron James is going to have a conversation with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Obviously, they go offer him the most. They're willing to do anything they can to keep him here, et cetera, et cetera. And obviously, the wife is going to have a major, major say in
anything
that.
Except get him another good player on the team.
All right. Okay, so you got that going.
Tell him, loudmouth.
Boston's going to have a conversation with Boston. He's going to have a conversation with Philly. Obviously, the Lakers.
Boston.
Houston is in the mix as well. They're going to go after him. Make no mistake about it. So you've got Cleveland, Philly, Boston, Houston, L.A., Golden State. I don't think there's anything that Miami can do, but obviously because he's there and brought him two championships, that's a conversation that Pat Riley, you know, you got to remember, Pat Riley – made amends with Dwayne Wade. Y'all know how LeBron feels about D-Wade.
Oh,
these
stop,
are all conversations that still going to have. Those are the seven teams.
Seven teams. But it sounds like that second list are the teams that will pursue him, and the first list is the teams that LeBron will pursue, and the Celtics are on that list.
That's good.
He brought up.
Strap yourself in, Hardy. It's the summer of LeBron.
Gorman, not Dublin, not saying the whole.
They're in.
I don't know why
they're
put
in
so
on
much
LeBron.
On
they're
Grant
in
says.
On him. They're looking at LeBron.
They want him.
Look, LeBron James.
You tell me that Kyrie Irving isn't going to be able to play basketball anymore, then fine.
They're going to boot
absolutely
him out the door so quick if they have a shot at LeBron.
It's the Kyrie stand pat crew over here.
If you tell me that he's not going to be able to play anymore and he's going to be like Isaiah Thomas-like in terms of his usefulness.
What was it called yesterday?
Then fine.
Integrity? What was it? What were the words he used?
Jim, will you miss Baines?
Integrity and heart? Were those?
Jim, you're going to miss Baines.
LeBron!
But
LeBron
short of that, short terror. Of ooh. Kyrie Irving hold being on, unable to play basketball, there's no way. There's no way.
Well, I'm just telling you that the LeBron train could
get as excited as you want.
Could be pulling into North Station.
I'll be there again.
Chugga chugga choo choo. Game time.
Get off the track.
Such hypocrite, Beal. Such a hypocrite.
LeBron.
Oh, he would be such a loser to go to Golden State. Come to Boston. Yeah, chugga chugga choo choo.
Yeah, beat them.
Yep. Wait, I'm sorry.
Front running D bag.
I'm sorry. Are the Celtics the best team in the league? Have the Celtics won a championship with this coach or this group of players? No, they haven't even come close.
No, they're a good team.
Stop it.
Rooting for
him. What a tainted championship that would be if he came here.
Will he join?
What's wrong with
tainted? You
tainted.
Fool.
Tainted.
What are you going to asterisk it on your kid's jersey?
Oh, yeah. Just mark that down for when LeBron does come here Louth can't enjoy the Celtics at all.
You know,
he can't green team because LeBron is here.
When we get the invite to the box to go up the game, Jim's not going to go because it's going to be tainted.
You talk about pink hat Red Sox fans. You want to see some pink hat Celtics fans if LeBron comes here?
We're all pink hats to begin with. What are you talking about?
No, we're not. Maybe you are. I'm not.
Wow. They are.
How's he going to wear 23 here?
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure that out.
Unretire that, baby.
Right. Pay the family.
Unretire the number. You're going to need to retire it again anyway.
Get rid of
all the LeBron's done.
Let's
win in rings here.
Return from La La Land just for a second
here. No, this isn't La La. This has been La La Land for a week. Stephen A. Smith, with an informed piece of information today, said the Celtics will be in these conversations.
I just want to talk about one of the other teams.
Hold on here.
Okay.
What?
If LeBron changes the way you play and he gets you another championship, you know how everybody wants to put Kevin Garnett's number up there now, Paul Pierce's up there. You got to put LeBron's up there, too.
That's why I said we're going to have to retire 23 again anyway. So
I know.
You put it up there for two different guys.
Put it in the rafters.
Hardy's puking over LeBron coming to the Celtics.
I'm puking over the greatest player in the world.
I'm puking over both. I'm going to be dry heaving in
a
second.
Louth.
I'm going to run out of teams to puke about.
Louth's got his hands in his face. He's over there, like, regurgitating in there.
Yeah, because of your reaction, like little kids.
High five.
Talk about LeBron James.
Remember Felger's whole rant like 5-6 years ago about the NBA? You just want the dunks and the superstars?
Yeah,
you guys right there.
Yeah,
you two. Number one, number two.
Superstars and dunks are two different things. Dipsy do dunkaroos.
He goes stare at Baines with his white
superstars
tights.
Superstars and the best player on the planet are different things.
Listen, if this is going to happen, you guys are going to have to work 4th of July week. That's NBA free agency week. You guys have to work straight through that week.
Yeah, no way.
Fan number one, fan number two.
I already got approved for it.
Instead of red, white, and blue, you guys can wear green.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to put in for the week off. But if LeBron signs, I will immediately come back to work.
I won't.
I will immediately retreat.
You will not hear or see me.
Wherever we are broadcasting from.
I will not be anywhere
wherever
near this place.
It is, whatever room we're using,
Old Magic Studios.
Whatever the setup is, I'll be there, baby.
The LeBron
Maybe
James.
You guys can do the show from Zoe's Cape House when you go visit.
Nope. The LeBron James Studios. Welcome live to the LeBron James Studios.
Can you hook that thing up on the boat, Zoe?
Nope, nothing. We have no power.
No power?
No power to Kate.
What do you mean?
Candles.
Can't
operate on candles.
Can't do the show from down there?
Nope.
We'll get you. Why don't you haul that generator down?
Can't fit it in the truck. Got the dog. Take the clothes.
I get the dog. Oh, man. LeBron James is going to consider the Boston Celtics.
Don't get me excited.
According to Stephen A. Smith. Major development today.
Stephen A.'s tied in.
Major. Sean and Chelmsford wants to talk about what number LeBron's going to wear.
What number should LeBron wear here?
Sean.
Guys, all these green teams are worried about him taking
Oh, they love the build.
23. It's going to be number 33 he's going to pull out of the raft.
Oh, love it. Even better.
I love it. I love it.
Even better.
No, it's even Jim's kid's favorite player. It's even better now. High fives to everybody.
Oh, that is the greatest comment.
Larry, who?
No, he's taking 33. 33.
Rule number 33.
He doesn't need 23. He's going to come in and take Bird's number.
Jim's kid's going to lose it. Oh, my God, this is great. Then, you know what Jim's kid's going to have to do? Get rid of his 33 jersey, because Jim's kid's is the jinx for all the injuries.
It's good. All those Bird jerseys at the Garden, Jim, you can just tape over it and write LeBron on the back.
That's the thing I care least about. Take Bird's jersey down. I don't care. I hate it. I hated that
you
guy.
Hated him.
I hated him along with Ainge, Parrish. Hated all of them. Kills me that Ainge is such a decent guy now, too. Because I hated him. Houston is the one that kind of makes sense. That's the one I can wrap my head around.
Where's San Antonio? Wouldn't they try and make a push for him?
It's in Texas.
All right, let's. I want to follow up on this without being completely. Did he just say what I think he
says?
Yes,
he did.
Just ask if San Antonio's in Texas.
Where's San Antonio in the mix of teams?
In the mix of teams after LeBron, I think they would be in on it. You know, coach decent players.
Where are
coach
they?
Kawhi they're in Texas. Into playing.
But I don't see LeBron willing to move to Houston.
Why is that? Don't save it. Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Would he go to Houston? And even if he doesn't come to the Celtics, how does this help or hurt them? We'll discuss in 90 seconds.